If you're like, I don't objectify what you're...
My dad has tiny feet and huge tits. Does he really? I knew I wanted to fuck this guy. I've been dying to stroke this guy's dick.
Does he really have fucking tiny feet?
He does have little tiny
feet. What size feet does he have?
For a big fucking jack dude, my dad has little tiny feet.
What size are you talking?
Small, dude. Like, he's 6'2 and has, like, size 10s.
All right. Yeah, that's...
I have, like, 13s, and that's... borderline small.
I thought you were going to say he had like size 8s.
No.
He looked like a Ninja Turtle fucking...
He has like 10 or 11s. He has little stubby little feet, stubby little hands.
Damn.
He's a mean fuck though.
You gotta be, man, for those little fucking feet. You gotta fucking scrap your way out of that.
It's weird to be like 6'2 and jacked and have a Napoleon complex. he's like 6'2, jacked as fuck, tries to fight everyone because he has tiny little hands.
Was he the shortest one out of his family?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think he was. His cousin, or my uncles are like 6'5".
And he's the shortest.
Cousin of my uncle Frank is probably the shortest, but he was the oldest and like...
Yeah.
Actually the patriarch of the family, because my grandpa died.
Damn.
My grandpa died when like my dad was like 12.
So Frank stepped up.
So Frank, who was a fucking Notre Dame grad, uh-huh, who joined the fucking Marines and became a prison warden,
yeah,
was the patriarch. Well, and then my Uncle Ed is also a fucking absolute... I mean, he's like 6'5", 6... I mean, he's mean. Yeah. He's had cancer for a decade, and he can't die because he's so fucking mean, dude. Also, he doesn't move his neck.
Really? A lot of powerful white men don't move their necks.
He can't turn his head.
He's got like a shoulder, arm, neck
like
thing
if you're
going
behind him and you talk to him, he's got to face you to fucking confront you.
If you have that much testosterone, dude, you can't move your joints fucking... just become rigid, dude.
My Uncle Ed was actually the reason I went to West Point.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
He talked you into it.
No, he talked shit and got me into it.
Damn.
Was one of the main reasons. Before I went, he was like, all right, let's talk about... Because his son went to Notre Dame.
Okay.
And played offensive line at Notre Dame. It was a fucking, you know, he was a monster.
Yeah.
So he came over to my house while I was getting recruited in college and, like, tried to tell me what schools to go to. Not tell me what schools, but, like, you know, have a rational conversation.
Yeah.
And I was a bit of a dickhead. I was a fucking... When I was young, I was, like, cocky.
Okay.
I was way too cocky for an offensive lineman. I had, like, the arrogance of, like, a skill position.
Oh, like, you're, like, doing, like, end zone dances and shit?
Yeah, I was a fat fucking giant. That's it. I had the arrogance of somebody who played a skill position.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But...
Like, Terrell Owens on the offensive line, fucking moving the chains.
Yeah, he came over, and I remember he was at my house, and he was like, well, you're not going to go to Army. And I was like, why not? And he was like, you can't go to Army. And just like that, I was like, all right, I'm going to Army.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all I needed was one person to be like, you cannot go to West Point.
Fuck that.
He was... 100% right, dude. He could not be more right that I was not West Point material.
That sounds like fucking hell, man.
It was.
You're too much of a hot dog, dude.
You
should have went and played for the convicts.
You know how shitty you have to be a hot dog offensive lineman? Dude, I was a fucking... Oh, man. Yo. You want to talk about the harsh fucking rocks of reality?
You crash into them,
oh,
dude.
I hit the fucking rocks. I hit the cliff hard, dude.
The fucking rocky shores.
The rocky shores of reality, dude. I crashed into them fucking day one. I went from high school where it was like, oh, you're the man. Like, you know, you're big. It was so easy. I was huge.
It was fucking...
I was like 300 fucking pounds.
People.
I was killing kids. And then I get to college and it was like, all right, run 10 feet. And I was like, I can't do it.
I can't do that.
And everybody was strong as fuck.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I went through it. It's funny because I went through that and I was like that in grade school. I was just like bigger in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like tall, fast, and I can move around and stuff. So I was playing like every position. Well, I was playing, you know, like offense, defense, all special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was like, dude, I'm fucking sick at football. I'm going to be in the NFL. And then I went to high school football.
Yeah.
And I was playing D tackle because for like little kids, I was, you know.
You're quick. You're strong.
Then I got the high school dude, and it was like 6'3". There's two twins that were like 6'3", 6'4". And I just sat there
and
was like,
that's all it takes.
You can be the backup long snapper. I was like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah. I did well. I mean, obviously, I did well in high school. But then, I mean, college is just like.
Yeah.
Division I college football. I mean, I didn't stand a chance. Like, I could have if I had
played. Yeah,
if I had a level of discipline and toughness.
mm-hmm.
that I don't possess. I could have done it.
Yeah, you could have played.
But I don't. I mean, I didn't have that in me.
That's sick. You're a hot dog on the O-line.
I was like a fucking dude. I was wearing. I wrote. Oh, fuck. This is so embarrassing. Savage, oh, no. This is like the most embarrassing thing. I wrote this. I don't give myself enough credit because I was smart enough to be ironic.
Okay.
Like, I was joking.
Uh-huh.
But I had eye black on that said 717, which
is... That's fucking sick,
how
dude.
Funny is that?
That's fucking hot.
All
dogging.
We played were teams in 717.
That's your area like, code. Yeah, that's
my area. We only played District 3 teams. So
dude.
I had my area... Because Reggie Bush had his area code on his eye black.
And you had that as an offensive lineman.
And I hated Reggie... Yeah, oh dude. I was a fucking offensive lineman that wrote on his eye black.
That's awesome.
Dude, my dad had to fucking hate me.
That's so funny. Because my dad was real into it, too. So he was, like, real involved?
He was involved, but I think he really did dislike the way I conducted myself. Because he was a very shut-your-fucking-mouth-and-play
mm-hmm.
hard-ass.
That's all my uncles do. When they watch football, it's
and I was
that.
Very... I talked a lot of shit.
Yeah. That's fucking sick. You talk shit. When I talked so much shit when I played football.
I talked a lot of shit. Dude, I remember one time, like, I showed up... Ah, Jesus Christ. These are like my demons, dude. These are like dude, I swear to God, dude, I don't think I regret anything more than the way I handled myself in football.
In high school football. It's in general.
Yeah, just, I mean, if I would have fucking
buckled
down and had any humility about it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have. Like, my friend was talking to me this weekend. I went home
mm-hmm.
and he was making fun of the fact that, like, because when you commit to a Division I college, or any college, probably. They send you a workout plan.
Uh-huh.
So, like, a thick fucking book of, like, nutrition.
Yeah, it's like diet, too.
Every single day workouts that you need to follow before you get there.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, like, a workout plan just before you even get to fucking workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And mine just sat in my trunk and gathered dust. Like, fuck no, dude. I opened the first page of that, and it was like, all right, for warm-ups, run 10 40-yard dashes. And I was like, nah, no. Threw it away. I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to show up and ball out. Dude, I showed up in, like, day one. I was like, woo!
Throwing up and
like,
shit.
Crying. I did one squat and cramped up, dude. I was like, all right, I got to go home. I fucked up, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Show me where the weights are, dude.
Yeah, like, dude. I'm like, dude, let me fucking get... I remember I couldn't do a pull-up. I couldn't do one
That's
pull-up.
That's fucking hard.
For 300-pounder.
300 pounds, you should... Dude, if you can do...
But the rest of the guys could. How many are they doing? Dude. Probably like two or three, but...
That's still impressive.
Dude, it was crazy.
Damn, dude. That reminds me, when I did... when I was in high school, I hated my gym teacher. Do the presidential fitness test, and I purposely got zeros on everything. I got zero push-ups, zero pull-ups.
Oh.
I did the mile, and my mile on the chart, which is 15 minutes plus, because I walked it as slow as I possibly could.
Because you hated your gym teacher? Yeah. You little dickhead. How old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
All right, here,
I knew it would piss him off.
I don't want to get sidetracked from this, because the way the West Point story ends is... I went, whatever. I played college football at Elon University.
So you left.
Which is 1AA.
Went to Elon, yeah.
And then I quit there because college football is impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, regardless, I ended up at Westchester.
Okay.
Outside of Philadelphia.
You were so close to me, dude. I had no idea.
Yeah. I was in Westchester, and then every year the Army-Navy game is pretty much in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Almost always. But one year I went with my sister... On a snuggy bar crawl in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Okay. And it just happened to be the same night as Army Navy. So all of my fucking.
Sorry. I know where this is going.
All of my teammates were out and I ran into them at a bar.
And you're in a snuggie.
And I was in a fucking Ninja Turtle snuggie.
Oh, no.
With like a fucking. And this is funny, too, because we talked about this. I had just lost weight, so I had, like, a faux hawk.
I didn't know you had a faux hawk.
Yeah, if you fucking go back in Facebook, you can find a faux hawk picture. So I had a faux hawk and a fucking Ninja Turtle snuggie, and I'd run into now seniors, the guys that were my classmates. They were like, holy fuck, it's Gillis. Gillis, come over here. And I was like... you guys seem good. I was like a fat, depressed fucking retard in a Snuggie.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I've ever had a more humiliating experience.
That's literally...
That's tough, dude.
It's like you're living in one of those football movies. That's like
it's unbelievable.
That's like the end of the second act, dude. When you turn it around, you're just in the Snuggie and your teammates, and you're like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
Then you went out and sat on the middle of the 50-yard line the rest of the night.
Dude, like, whatever. I'm going to fucking bury these faggots. They're all going to... Some of them probably died. I hope one of them got shot.
Did any of them? Probably. Did any of them say anything about the Snuggie?
I mean, it was pretty inferred. Like, it was pretty fucking blatant. It was like, oh, here's that guy who quit. Remember the guy who was talking on? Remember that guy who was on our team that quit?
God damn.
Hey, here he is. He's in a fucking Ninja Turtle Snuggie. I was like, ah, oh, man.
That's really fucking funny,
though. Well, thankfully, they lost to Navy.
That's true. So you could still...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe if I fucking suited
up. Yeah, you guys are lucky I wasn't. You guys wish I was playing. So that, and...
Dude.
Yeah, dude, that's humble pie.
That's a big old slice of humble pie.
So you think I give a fuck if some fucking retard open micers talking shit on me on Facebook?
Yeah, exactly.
Try fucking running into your squad mates while you're wearing a fucking Ninja Turtle Snuggie.
Try doing anything at that level first.
Holy fuck.
Try gaining competency in something.
Oh, no. There's
out of the
that,
question, dude.
You don't worry about competency.
Yeah.
The first thing you need to worry about is being marginalized.
Yeah, you're super
that's
marginalized.
That's the most important.
You're super marginalized, and you should, whatever I have from doing stand-up, and winning stuff, you should have that too, just because you know
you
think you should. Yeah, you're marginalized, and you're hilarious.
So that was very, very brutal.
That's tough.
But I also remember it was very funny. Before I left for West Point, I may have said this on the podcast. My dad was very gung ho about
it. Yeah, I know he was hype.
He was very happy about it. Of course, he would be.
Yeah,
dude, if my kid was a fucking like, he's gonna go to the United States Officer School.
Yeah.
In the premier academy. I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember one time I was like, I don't know if I want to go, Dad. And he's like, what are you talking about? Why not? And I was like, what if I fucking die? He's like, is that so bad? He was like, is that so bad to die for your country? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? I don't want to die in Iraq, dude. That sucks.
That'd be fucking horrible. That is so bad.
That's literally the worst. I mean, not the worst. You could fucking...
It sucks.
Get hit by a car in Philadelphia today. I'd rather at least.
I don't know what I'd rather. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I get a little.
I'd rather go down for the fucking troops.
Get the flag. Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean.
I just really thought about whether I want to get hit by a car or not.
And then I came to the conclusion that if you can avoid war.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
and I mean, it's kind of a bitch move because somebody's got to do it in America. But if you have, you know, if you can avoid it, go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think that's kind of how it works, dude.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the draft, too.
Like, can you imagine if they reinstated the draft today? It would be like,
oh my god, I would gladly
go over.
I'd be
so happy to see who gets picked.
I would get shot in the fucking head and just watch everyone I know just getting mowed and be like, yep. Go talk to them about fucking the patriarchy, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would die fucking happy.
I'd talk about how horrible Donald Trump is.
Yeah. I'd
Go
be like,
ahead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'd be like fucking Lieutenant Dan, dude.
Oh, fuck
just
yeah.
Just leave me here, dude.
I'm with you.
I would just be like this, my guts hanging out, just watching all these fucking dorks like, uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Imagine the
really,
draft.
I'm not lying. Part of me wants that to happen.
The draft, dude. Imagine the draft of Philadelphia
God.
Comedy.
Oh, it'd be so funny.
Anybody you think of getting drafted would be hilarious.
It would be the best.
Good Lord.
Don't yell at me.
You should not use that tongue. Bam, slapped.
We're in the Middle East. I'm like, you guys are Middle Eastern, right? Go talk to these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always talk about how Middle Eastern you are in your comedy.
Go
Why don't you head over there and have a little chat with the boys? You know these peaceful Muslims? Go ahead, have a chat.
Yeah, dude, that would be so fucking funny to get drafted. I would, even if I didn't get drafted, I would literally probably, I'd enlist. I'd be like, all right, let's go, guys.
Oh,
God, that'd be fucking fun.
Talk about fucking the rocks of reality, dude.
Yeah.
Your ship would be crashing directly into reality.
I mean, dude, that's my thing. It's like, you get all these good time Charlies, dude, hanging around the comedy open mics. They're gonna fucking hit.
Yeah, I mean, they all are.
You know,
they all are, because none of them are good. So, I mean, of course, they're gonna... Eventually, it has to stop. Because there's nothing that can come out of it. Like, this is the zenith. This is the pinnacle of their talent.
Yeah.
Is, like, second round competition.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's no...
Well, no, it's funny. All that...
A lot of
that stuff's starting to drop off. I was looking at Google searches for, like, rape culture, cross-sectionality, all that stuff. And it's, like, it hit a fucking huge high point, and it's all starting to come down now. Just got my pubes, dude. And I was like, they shaved all my pubes because they had to like look at my groin slather. I had the jelly on me too. And they're calling my dad in the office. Oh, fuck. I was covering my dick. I'm like, get the fuck out, Dad.
Yeah.
I was like 12 years old. I'm like, get out, dude. Get out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them go. The doctor's like, dude, you got to chill. It's your dad. Like, he's going to see your dick. And I was like, no, you can't see it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him come in.
My dad saw, I think my dad saw my dick sixth grade. He made me, maybe get naked to weigh in.
What?
For football.
Did he really? Wait.
Yeah, it was nothing
in front
gay.
Of the boys?
Oh, I think I told this story, yeah.
Did he really?
So in sixth grade, I lost like 20 pounds for football.
That's so dangerous.
It was crazy. Like, I was like 110 pounds in sixth grade by the time I was done with it.
Damn.
I went from like 130 to 110 in sixth grade.
You dropped 20.
I was eating like salads. I was running. In sixth grade, I would go run laps in like a sweatsuit.
Oh, my God.
Football.
And that's then, so fucking funny.
One time before our first game of the season, my dad took me to a fucking sauna before the game.
To make weight.
A steam. Jesus. So I was just sitting there sweating, getting everything
out. You're probably loving it, dude.
I had no fucking idea. I was probably like hardly sweating. I was a fucking...
That's true.
I was six. Or in sixth grade.
This is gay.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Then my dad was like, all right, let's weigh in. And I was like, all right. So I went up and he was like... Go ahead, get naked. He's like, drop your trousers. And my two friends were with me.
Oh my God.
My two fucking friends were in the locker room.
What the fuck?
And I was like, I forget if they left or not.
They probably turned around.
But I was like, man, that's traumatic.
They probably dropped to a knee.
That was a fucking knee. Ultimate, like, fucking alpha move of just like,
make
yeah,
your boy
dude.
Get naked, dude.
No, of me getting naked and being like, dude, my body is fucking, it's
that's
not
true.
About me, it's about the fucking team, dude.
That's true. That's like an alpha son in training, dude. Just obeying your father and just getting nude.
There's nothing gay. I was like,
that's
a young
biblical.
Spartan.
That's biblical, exactly.
Yeah, my dad was like, I don't care about your dick or anything.
Yeah,
I want to see how much you weigh so you can beat the fuck out of the West Perry Mustangs. And I missed weight by a pound that day. I missed the first game of
over?
The season. Yeah, I was over by 1 pound. And they didn't let me play.
Couldn't
how crazy
cheat
is
the
that?
Scale?
How crazy is that?
That is
these
ridiculous.
Fucking
dude.
Hicks were like, well, he's out. I'm like, whatever.
Fuck
I played the rest of the season. I lost that pound that week, but
I'm sure you fucking did,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You're probably in your quarters, dude. You're probably the dude.
They took me to the fucking they took me to the mail to the post office to weigh me once.
Did they really?
Yeah.
On the
real fucking like big ass scale.
Was disputed?
Yeah, I forget what the
scale
fuck was going
off.
On. They were trying to weigh me, dude. They couldn't let me out on the field. I was too dangerous. In sixth grade, I sucked, too. I don't know what the problem was.
You're a big boy, dude. They wanted you on the field.
Yeah, wanted me crushing bones out there, dude.
Dude, that's so funny. That week, you must have lost that pound so fast.
Oh, I think I was like 3 pounds under.
You're probably the guy from like Game of Thrones with grayscale, dude. You're just in a room, little bowls of porridge. You're coming in.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember I was like sixth grade. I was like, no, I don't want wings. It's like, I'll have a salad.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's fucking weird discipline for a sixth grader.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it was.
To not eat, like, candy and soda. It's be like, I gotta make weight for football, for fucking junior football.
Football is sick, dude.
It is fun.
Ball is life. That's how I became a super superior D1 athlete.
Yeah, making sacrifices.
Then
like that
around
early.
Junior, senior year in high school, I was like, fuck it, I'm the best. I was eating my fucking dick.
I got fat as fuck, dude. I told you what happened to me. Going into freshman year, I was like, I got to get bigger for football, and I just got fat. I made myself fat and showed up, and I was like, well, I'm just shorter and fatter than everyone. I was like, fuck, this sucks. I used to eat whole tubs of Cozy Shack rice pudding in class, and I'd be like, I'm bulking up, and I'm out for football, and I'm like, I'm just really slow and short now. I was like, fuck. It took me like 2 years to get it off.
In freshman, was that freshman football?
Freshman year, eighth
you
grade.
You just showed up fat?
Eighth grade, I was already kind of chubby, and dude, I was playing like... Peewee football, I was playing every position.
Not every position,
but I'm playing like, you know, every like offense, defense, special teams.
Yeah.
They started letting me run fullback.
You're strong. You should have fucking been a linebacker, dude.
They started letting me play full, you
Instead
know, all
of
this
eating
stuff.
Rice pudding and getting fat, you
I was,
fucking idiot.
I wanted to play on the line. I was really, dude,
Being an offensive lineman is sick.
That's how weird I was when I was little. When like the guy would come through and be like, the linemen are the unsung heroes. I was like, well, I love this. This is great.
I know. You told me that. It's
like, yeah, man. No one knows about what we do. And I loved being a lineman. I wanted to be a D lineman.
Wow. That is sick.
Yeah, I love that. And
you
could
have been a good offensive guard. And at Trinity's, in my high school's system, we ran the wing T.
Did you really?
So you would have been pulling. Just you would have been running around. Dude. You would have been a good guard.
Hey, man. I was pissed, too, because like I didn't start, and I was like, well, fuck this. I'm out of here, dude. Fuck
you
this.
You didn't start as a freshman? Oh, on the freshman team.
Football team.
I see.
They're like, you can do long snap. You can be backup long snapper, and I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm out.
I understand. I did the same thing in college.
Really?
I got there in college, and they were like, well, you're fifth. I was like, all right, I quit. I could work hard and climb the ladder and one day start, but
yeah,
I'll just quit.
I know a dude who played for Penn State. And he was redshirted as a freshman. He was like, fuck this, and he quit. Yeah, he actually was really fucking good.
I was redshirted as a freshman.
And you're pissed.
Yeah. Fuck well, it's that. Not like I was pissed for getting redshirted. I was just like, this is it.
Yeah.
When you're 19 and 20, it's really hard to see the future of 4 years of being like, so I got to work out and lift every day for 4 years so right. I can finally fucking play.
Yeah.
It's like, I quit.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how it goes.
You but, shouldn't
I
be
mean,
in charge
looking back,
yourself.
It's like, that's whatever. I don't care. I'm not like embarrassed that I quit.
No.
I could have balled out, but whatever.
Yeah, it's true.
I would have just been a 1AA offensive lineman.
You'd have the CTEs, dude.
I would have been nuts right now. Yeah, instead dude. Of, look,
you're wearing,
everything
you're
works
wearing
out.
Cowboy boots in a casino look, dude, right now.
I could have been. Actually, I probably would have had a much better life. Instead, I'm in a basement right now.
Yeah.
In West Philadelphia, I'm in a basement listening to my friend and essentially partner in all of this, trying to fucking sell me on dick wax at fucking, what time is it? At fucking midnight on a fucking Wednesday.
Dude,
God
if you,
damn it.
If you went through it, you would have had the CTEs. You would have been in a UConn Denali right now.
I would have bought dick wax. I would have been CTE'd enough to be like, you know that guy who puts dick wax on? I'm going with that.
Dude, you would have been beating your wife in a Delani right or in a Denali right now, dude. Yeah, and like you would fucking have like full cowboy boots on and like tassels and be like, you'd be like fighting a fucking Chinese person in the casino right now.
I would have
been
making my son get naked and weigh him.
You'd have a sword. You'd have like a sword collection in your basement. You'd have a fucking like cowboy boots. You fighting fucking immigrants constantly, dude. Dude,
I'd be so pro Trump, dude.
Oh my god.